still looking for someone to call Mike Reich's cell phone number and give him the updated score of the South Dakota State University.
If there was a way for me to fire you this week, I think I would be doing that.
You've got all your formal modes of communication shut down, so there's no way you can get... you're recording the game. It started 2 hours ago.
I won't be able to be reached until about 4:30 this afternoon, so I'm hoping there's no family emergencies or anything, because I will be unavailable.
Okay, all right. Folks, we're here at Rosie on the House this morning talking a little bit of football, because, of course, it is kickoff season, kickoff weekend. It's Labor Day weekend. Enjoy your Labor Day vacation. If you're trying to tackle a particular project, now you've got an extra day to do it, so jump on it. We have been talking insurance. With the storm that blew through here on Monday, I reached out to my good friend Clay Jansen of Focus Insurance Services to join us live on air because I knew we'd be getting a ton of questions on what do I do with my storm-damaged home. Clay, why don't you take a couple minutes here because you were so generous with your time and tell the listeners what is Focus Insurance Services.
Thanks, Rosie. I would love to do that. So, longstanding family-owned company. It's actually two family practices that have come together over the years. Ours started back in 1974. We just celebrated 41 years. And we do everything insurance, first and foremost. That's everything from auto and homeowners to commercial insurance, workers' comp, general liability, straight through health insurance.
You've actually helped a lot of our Rosie on the House certified partners.
You know
what? Comp claims and medical insurance.
Absolutely. It's not just homeowners, right, that have issues. It's the business owners, too. So, we're proud to help all those Arizona businesses out. And we're independent agents, so we represent, you know, a half a dozen to a dozen companies in each section. So we're always here looking out for you, whether you're a business owner or just an individual homeowner here in Arizona. We also have a full team of tax folks. We set up businesses. We help people do taxation and their tax returns. We have an estate planning attorney with us. So we do wills and trusts, and we do financial planning. We set up 401ks for folks. So we have an amazing team of professionals, and I couldn't be more blessed to have so many great folks on our team.
Focus Insurance Services had the Romeros for customers even before they were born as Focus Insurance. Their number has remained the same over all 40 years, 602-955-7705. And I understand I'm going to be a repeat customer here soon. We've got some medical insurance things that are coming up, dude.
That's right. With the Affordable Care Act, lots of things changing.
You know what? But you know what, Clay? We're going to make this really easy.
Tell me. Okay. What are we going to do?
I was promised if I like my doctor and I like my plan, I could keep it. Well, I've had to change it twice. Let's just go back to the plan I
just
liked.
Rewind? Rewind.
Yeah, just let's go back to the plan I liked back then, and I could go back to the doctor that I had a 30-year relationship
with. I think we have a form letter at the office you can sign for your senator.
Yeah.
We'll just get that process started.
I want to go back to what I was promised, okay?
Yeah. Yep.
If you want like your plan,
you can keep
like
it.
Like your doctor, you can keep it. Can we go political? It's almost in
no,
the show,
know,
babe.
No, you promised everybody home warranty talk.
Home warranties.
Home warranties.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Saved by the buzzer. Home warranty. What's your take on it? Then I'll give my take, and we've got about 3 minutes to cover this topic.
This one's a tough one. I think we've all been through it at some point. We've either bought a home or sold a home, and it's part of a contract, right, when you're doing a buy or a sell. And that's usually where we get introduced to the process, and then you get the renewal a year later. And you wonder to yourself, you know, oh, wow, it's $300, it's $600, what am I really getting? And then I think inevitably every one of us, including myself, has had that situation where when you have that claim, you call up the home warranty, and it just doesn't come together. That service person comes out, you're not quite connecting, you can't quite understand why it's not getting fixed, and there seems to be this overwhelming, we get a lot of feedback from clients, why isn't it quite as easy as doing maybe even a homeowner's insurance claim? Mm-hmm. So, you know, we struggle with that process, but I will tell you, and I'd love to hear your opinion on it, Rosie, we do have a solution, and it is on some homeowner's policies, but before I get to that, what do you think about
warranties? Go to this solution, because I don't think anybody knows about this.
It's an eye opener, I think,
this
for a lot of our
huge.
Clients. Yeah, it's pretty big. So there are a number of carriers out there. We represent a couple of them. They have what's called an equipment breakdown rider. Equipment breakdown rider. Not all carriers have it. So you might have a carrier right now that might not have it. That's okay. But maybe call out to your agent or find an independent agent that can find you a carrier that does this. And all it really is, it's basically a home warranty on your homeowner's policy. It's very simple. It's about $2 to $3 to $4 per month in additional premium. You still have a deductible to pay, although it's pretty low. They can range from $250 to $500. But when you think about the cost at $2 a month instead of $400 per year, sure, when you might not ever have a claim for a home warranty, and then your homeowner's policy kicks in. They cover up to $50,000 of coverage on most policies, refrigerators, freezers, heating, AC systems, water heaters, all the way straight down to the TV on mechanical equipment breakdown. So pretty amazing process.
Equipment breakdown riders may be exactly what the world needs, because the world does not need home warranty programs.
I hear you.
Here's the problem with home warranty programs. You're buying an insurance policy who have negotiated with service providers that are going to come out to your house at a rate that is below their cost to perform the call. It would be like $19 to get someone in a fully equipped truck to your house to address what the issue may or may not be. They have every motivation in the world to find something that needs to be repaired, so they can at least break even on that call. When you're dealing with home warranties, the person at your house is not out looking after you. You are not their first concern. That's why I don't like home warranties. Develop a relationship with people that provide services for your home and rely on those that you trust. Hey, y'all, no storms this next week, right? Let's just have a great storm-free week, enjoying this touch of fall in the air. And go team go.